Welcome, He Hate Me podcast listeners, to episode 298, installment 298 of He Hate Me podcast. I am your rambunctious, randicious host, Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, the host with the most notes, Mr. Hold Nothing Back. Plenty monikers, and plenty monikers isn't a nickname in itself. Plenty monikers isn't me telling you I have plenty monikers. Plenty monikers is a way of living. First and foremost, as we're approaching 2 years of He Hate Me podcast, man. 23 months. He Hate Me podcast has been alive for 23 long, short months. It's been fun, man. I found out that podcasting is my calling. Like, there's nothing else I would rather be doing. Nothing else at all. Podcasting is my milieu ticket. I know all the ins and outs, the do's, the don'ts, the innuendos. I got it all mapped out. Got it all mapped out, and I got it all tapped out. I ain't new to this. I am true to this. So, before all that jibber jabber, I have an announcement to make. I have an announcement to make. I know I haven't announced it already. The loyal He Hate Me podcast listeners, y'all know that I co-host on a podcast called Real, aka Truth. And we started back in March of 2019, and ever since March of 2019, we hosted the podcast through the podcast hosting service Anchor. And we wanted to switch, you know, just to see if the grass was greener on the other side. So we switched to Castos, but the grass wasn't greener. The episodes that we brought over that we had recorded with Anchor, episodes 1 through whatever, there was like 80 episodes, something like that. But 80, they wouldn't play. The episodes we brought with us wouldn't play on any podcast listening format. So pretty much we wanted to switch back, and in switching back, there's still like a little over 5 podcast listening formats that still use the Castos RSS feed. Still use the Castos RSS feed. We don't need them to use the Castos RSS feed. We need them to use the Anchor RSS feed. So that was one problem there. Another problem is that we were in the episode 70s, and nowadays in podcasting, if you ain't got picked up by like the 50th episode, you're pretty much not gonna get picked up. We'll put it like this: if you ain't got picked up within a year, I'm not even gonna say 50 episodes, because you might podcast every day. You might podcast twice a day. You might podcast 3 times a day. You know, there are some news podcasts out there. You know how your local news comes on at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, then 12 p.m. lunchtime. Then it comes on again at 4 in the evening, and whatnot, maybe some places think I'm looking at 4 in the evening, 5 in the evening, 6 in the evening, and then again at 9 o'clock at night and 10 o'clock at night. Well, just like your local news station comes on that many times in a day, you have podcast news that you know, podcast that many times in a day. So I'm not going to say if you haven't been signed by mainstream podcast label within 50 episodes, you're not going to make it. But I'll change it. I'll take it to a year, year and a half, 2 years. But Real AKA Truth, it started in March of 2019 also. And we know what the problem is. We know that we had a lackluster of energy. We know that we in March, we put the podcast first before anything else, which is a good thing. But fucked around and stopped doing it. If you want to blow up in podcast and you want podcast to be your meal, you ticket, you can't you can't put it down as a low priority. You know, it's got to be in your top two, top three priorities. You can't fuck around with it, because if you fuck around with it, it's not gonna fuck around with you. Just plain and simple. So with all of that, we decided to dissolve Real AKA Truth. And in dissolving Real AKA Truth, we wanted to start a new podcast. Give us a fresh start, clean slate. You know, with the new podcast, we have all the knowledge now within our 2 year experiences that we didn't have when we started. So we're gonna crush it now. We're gonna crush it now. And I know y'all hate the uhs and the oohs and the whatever, but going back to Real AKA Truth, how we wasn't able to record every week when we were supposed to, the new podcast is going to be a bi-weekly podcast. And by bi-weekly, you know, it's got two different definitions. It could either be twice a week, or it could mean every other week. And our bi-weekly, what the fuck is a bi-weekly? And our bi-weekly meaning is every other week. So every other Thursday, every other Thursday, there will be a new episode of our new podcast. And the new podcast name is called As Unfake As It Gets. Let me say it again. As Unfake As It Gets. As Unfake As It Gets. The first episode is out already, and the podcast is available on over 10 right now. It's just a little bit over 10 podcast listening formats, such as Anchor, of course, because we learned the grass wasn't greener. Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Acast, Spotify, Listen Notes, Podchaser, Bullhorn. Did I say Stitcher? I don't know if I said Stitcher or not, but Podbean, Amazon Music. You know, I just got on a new one. Deezer. So Deezer. TuneIn. So you know what I'm saying? It's out there. I'm gonna be on Guyana. So it's getting out there, and I'm gonna put it on iVoox next. iVoox is the most used podcast app in the country of Mexico. But yeah, man, that's pretty much where we're at. I done a little 6 minute episode on Real AKA Truth just earlier, saying why we quit and where to find the new podcast. Whatever podcast listening app format website you're using now, just go to your search bar, type in As Unfake As It Gets, and in doing so, it will either pop up or it won't pop up. But you can hit me up. You can, well, you ain't even gotta hit me up to get the RSS feed. You could go on anchor.fm. Then you could type in "As Unfake As It Gets," and then you click on you'll see a button that says Spotify, and you'll see a button that says "More Platforms." Click on the "More Platforms" button, and in doing so, you'll see a option to where you can copy the RSS feed. So copy the RSS feed, go to your favorite podcast listening app, and go to it search bar, paste the RSS feed, hit enter, and in doing so, you will now then have "As Unfake As It Gets" in your personal private library of your favorite podcast listening app format. But going back to what I was saying about the grass isn't greener. So once we realized that Castos wasn't going to do the trick, we were going to give the podcast hosting service TalkShoe a chance. It looked real promising. Had cool ass features such as all you had to do is pull your cell phone out of your pocket, dial a number, dial that 10-digit number, put in your 5 show ID number. You do that, bam, it starts recording automatically. You never have to get on any data at all. Data free recording. That's pretty, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty cool. And I know what you're thinking, that you could download a voice recording app and record data free. Yeah, you can't do that. But there is no podcast hosting service to where you can record via them data free. TalkShoe is the only one. But we in recording episode 1, we wasn't going to use the call in feature for TalkShoe. We weren't even going to use their live feature, but we decided, like, hey, we'll use their live feature. Let's see if people will tune in to us. You know, how many people will see that this podcast here is live and click on it. So, mind you, me and Muff was in the same room. No zooming, no remote recording, same room. So, logged in to TalkShoe, clicked on record live. Man, wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you fucking know it? You have to be remotely recording with somebody that's in a different location than you to be able to record live. And that's some booty. That's some booty. So, okay, cool. Figured there'll be chances later on to where we might need to remote record. So, this'll be cool. So, anyway, we did download a voice recording app. And in downloading the voice recording app, y'all like how I talk, put a little in my voice when I was, you know. Or do y'all like my normal voice like this? But anyway. Yeah, we decided, like, one day we might need TalkShoe's live remote recording feature. It's cool. So we downloaded a voice recording app. We recorded a little over an hour, like 70, 80 minutes worth of content. We recorded. And I went to upload it on TalkShoe, because they have options to where you can load pre-recorded. And guess what? They have like a 150 megabyte audio file limit. Damn. And they do not have options to where you can have episode image art. And I don't know why, But episode image art is very important to me. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. So there's that part. So, decided to say, fuck Talk Shoe. Let's go try Red Circle. Made a Red Circle account. Was going to use that same audio that we recorded earlier. Okay, got the Red Circle account. Went, you know, put all the information in. Title of podcast, description of podcast. All that. Then I went to put in the podcast cover art. Wouldn't let me do it. Said the image had to be 1400 by 1400. No bigger, no less. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? How am I going to do this? So I was trying to fuck with it for about 10 or 15 minutes. Then I realized, let me download a image resizer app. So I downloaded an image resizer app, pulled up the picture. You know, it asked, what size do you want your picture to be? I typed in 1400 by 1400 and it worked. Then I went to the episode image art. Had to do the same fucking thing. 1400 by 1400. No bigger, no less. So, had to run the episode image art through the size converter. Again, got that done. Typed in the episode title. Typed in the episode description. You know, made a long fucking show note. Just took me like 15 minutes to get to the part where it's time for me to upload the audio. So 15 minutes went by. It's time for me to upload the audio. And wouldn't you fucking know it, Red Circle has a 200 megabyte limit per episode. And that right there, that done it for me. Fuck the bullshit. Three. Not one. Not two. But three. 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 Podcast hosting services I gave chances to. And they let me down. So, came back to old faithful Anchor. A lot of people say they want to leave Anchor because they're too strict, yada, 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 yada. But if you don't break any rules, bro, you know what I'm saying? Anchor doesn't have any more set of rules than any other podcast hosting service. You're just mad because, and I was at the time, but I'm no longer mad about it, but you're just mad because Anchor enforces the rules more than other podcast hosting service. You're just mad because they don't let you get away with shit if it's brought to their attention or if they fuck around and find it themselves. That's why y'all motherfuckers want to leave Anchor, because y'all don't follow guidelines. And by not following guidelines, you want a podcast hosting service that will be lenient with you. Nah, G. Nah. You know, I hope you make it in podcast. I really do. Whoever you are that does that shit, I hope you make it mainstream. I have never in my life. I have never in my podcasting career. Ever. Ever looked at another podcast as competition. I want them all to succeed. Every last one of them. So, there's that. Let me see what's been going on in the trending topic, celebrity news, pop culture, current events. before I get off of here. You know, y'all just didn't want to hear me talk about no fucking podcast shit all fucking, you know. Anthony Anderson talks his return to college, maybe? Yeah. Blackish and More. Anthony Anderson was on The Breakfast Club. Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter set to fight in a celebrity boxing match this summer. Tory Lanez, King Combs, 50 Cent at the big game weekend. I reckon they have a concert or whatever in Tampa, Florida. So I'm going Nipsey Hussle, the Marathon Live album experience on YouTube Live. Shout out to them. Minnesota boy identifies his killer before succumbing to his injuries. You know, I was watching it. Well, I didn't watch it. I got the Discovery Plus app. Bow Wow says that Usher is known better for his records than that. But anyway, I got the Discovery Plus app, and it's very dope. And it's not a plug. This is not an ad. Discovery app is the bomb. If you ain't got it, you need to get it. But searching the shows, it's got a lot of investigation discovery shows like that. And there was a ID show where I can't even think of the name of it, but the basis and morale and the concept of the story is somebody does an attempted murder on another person, and before that person succumbs to their injuries, they die. But of course, that's not what I meant. My bad, I fucked up. Before the person succumbs to their injuries, they tell who done it. There's a whole show about that. That right before people get killed, I mean, or, you know, right before they die, right before they pass on from where somebody tried to kill them, they snitch. A whole show based on that. Oh well, folks. Oh well. That's gonna do it for me. But before I go, I give my Super Bowl prediction so it can be documented, so I can say that it's easy to say, you know how people say the score is like 20-13, and then after the game people say, yeah, you know, I predicted the score to be 20-13, yada yada yada. Nobody ever believes them. So I'm gonna give you my prediction now. That way it's documented. I can tell people to go back, pull up He Hate Me Podcast, episode 298, and skip to about minute 23, and then keep listening. But my prediction for the Super Bowl is the Kansas City Chiefs will win 31-27. That's my final score. 31-27. But that's going to do it for me, people. I hope you go subscribe to As Unfake As It Gets. It's on social media as well. I will put the social media handles in the bio, in the description, in the show notes of this episode. And until next time, this has been He Hate Me Podcast.